Call this meeting to order of the Curry Beach Town Council, Monday, April 21st, 2025. The purpose of our meeting, this is a special meeting, to review the draft budget and any other budget-related items for the fiscal year 25-26. Mr. Arlen Copenhaver, go ahead, sir.
So I thought what we would do, we went over the assumptions that we used in the budget preparation last time. So this is where we were at the beginning of the last meeting. So it's the exact same slide that shows the shortages in the in three of the funds. But that was kind of our starting point. So the next slide is for the general fund and what's happened during the course of the last meeting and then also afterwards, if anything changed. There were some adjustments to almost everybody's workers' comp. We got the final premium. It actually came down from last year, so that was a good thing. Police department also, as a result of the last budget meeting, had some adjustments where they reduced their capital outlay, but then it needed a small increase in minor equipment purchases. And building inspection or development compliance, we removed the purchase of a truck from fiscal year 26 budget and actually moved it to the current year that we're in right now. So there's a budget amendment for tonight in that regard. And then in streets and sanitation, we added $46,000 for consulting, which related to the boardwalk from discussions at the last meeting. Equipment rental increase of $4,000 for potential copier costs at the for their new building. And then also an increase in utilities of $2,000 also related to the new building. So with all that, there was a net reduction in expenses for the general fund of $34,982. So then I made some, went in and looked at some adjustments to revenue also. So because we removed the truck from development and compliance, I need to remove the financing for that. So that was a reduction to revenue. I went back and revisited some of our earnings, investment earnings, CD rates projected and all of those things. So and also maintaining a higher level of investments for the general fund. So I increased investment earnings by $21,500. And went back and looked at our potential sales tax refund. We received another invoice for the Public Works building that showed some significant sales tax paid by contractors, which we'll get reimbursed for, so I increased that. And then that council's direction from the last meeting was to balance the budget with an appropriation of fund balance. So that's what that's in blue, is that amount. It comes out to about a little over 1.4% of the budget. So taking into account all of those items, that the general fund budget is balanced right now.
Any questions about general fund budget?
It's a good thing.
Good job.
Okay, we'll move on to water and sewer. That had a shortage of $108,248 when we started the last meeting. The only adjustments here have been the change in workers' comp insurance, and then here also increased investment earnings a little bit for the same reasons as the general fund. So based on that, we still have a shortage right now of approximately $94,000. And this is where there was kind of discussion still to be had about rate, what we want to do with water and sewer rates, and we can move on to that in just a minute. Also show the changes in the stormwater fund budget. So there we had a shortage of $474,988 at the beginning of the last meeting. That has now increased to $873,679. And you can see the reasons there. The same reduction in workers' comp, but increases in stormwater consulting fees, and then the larger one in capital improvements, which is the additional stormwater outfalls to be completed. And then a small increase in investment earning revenue. So looking at that, all of that right now, that has increased our shortage to $873,679. So this just summarizes where we are right now with the two funds with shortages. Everything else is balanced. So then it's really, what do we want to do? So if we step back to the water and sewer fund, what do we want to do to try to balance this budget? So it really comes down to two options, some kind of expense reductions or increased water and sewer rates or some combination of the two. So at the last meeting, I showed a variety of different options, I guess, for increasing water and sewer rates. There was a request to add one additional one, which is actually up there, is now number 5, which is a 5% total rate increase. So that's a 5% increase on the minimum rate and 5% on the tiers. So at this point, it's what direction does council like to take in regard to balancing the water and sewer fund budget?
I guess it's where our comfort level is. We've increased the tiers for the last 2 years, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't touched, we reduced the number of gallons on the minimum, 4 years ago?
Let me just look here. It's been 5 years. It was actually for fiscal year 2020, we reduced the minimum gallons from 2,500 to 2,000. Since then, we've done just rate tier increases. In 2020, we did 10% rate tier. 21, we did a 10%. 24, we did 20%. And this current year, we did 10%. All of those just on the rate tiers.
Well, I agree with David's philosophy on the tiers. I think it's hard to keep going back to them every single time as to be the one that I'm just speaking.
No, I see. No, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I agree.
So, the current minimum right now is what?
For residential, it's, I think for water it's $13.50, and for stormwater,
sewer.
It's $23.50. So, a total of $37.
So, 5% of 37 is. Increases it how much?
That's
almost a dollar and
something.
Three something or whatever, right?
10% would be three something.
10% would be three something, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
only like $1.50, $1.75.
That's right, $1.85, yeah.
Are there any reductions that can be made? I mean, I know that was one of your options. I think we should.
Well, I think right now we've put in just a placeholder for capital projects.
Right.
So.
But I mean,
we could do that.
But I'm not advocating for that. I'm just asking.
I would say no. So just this morning, Jimmy and I were talking about a well pump that they're fighting with right now. So the equipment is, Jimmy and the team looked at how the equipment's breaking and built a budget to make sure that we keep everything running for the town. So I would say no, right? I mean, okay. In my opinion, it's not a budget with a lot of stuff in it. It's to serve the town. And this is an enterprise fund. It's supposed to pay for itself.
Supposed to pay for itself. I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, our recommendation to the Public Works Commissioner is that we pick one of the rates that council feels comfortable with and move on. And I'm okay with whichever one. You guys know where I'm at.
Well, I think, in my opinion, we talked about this briefly, I'm of the opinion we just do the 5% across the board. It puts us pretty much revenue neutral. We are a little excess.
So everybody gets a 5% increase?
Yeah, 5% across the board.
I think that's easier to argue that.
Okay. Make a motion.
Somebody will make a motion.
Okay, make a motion that we do a 5% total rate increase for both minimum rate and tiers.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Anybody opposed? Okay, there you have it, Arnold.
Thanks, Arnold.
I think that's, well, we have responsibility because it's the enterprise fund, and it's going to get tougher and tougher as we age, and if we, it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, recently, even what we're adding to our net position is less than our depreciation, so we're not, mm-hmm. we're not really keeping up with the use of our infrastructure, I guess. Or,
mm-hmm. Are we still in the green on the scale that you measure to,
yeah, we're
with
still
this?
In the green, yeah.
Good, okay. So, I mean, the reason I keep asking her on that, and if council hasn't seen that, there's basically a statewide measure of how you're dealing with your water and sewer systems, and you enter in a bunch of data, and it gives you a measure, right? And so there are a number of utilities in North Carolina that have underfunded for a long time and got themselves in a lot of trouble. And I just want to make sure we don't become one of them. And so that's why I asked that. If you haven't seen it, let Arlen show it to you, because it's the way the state measures how we're doing and keeping up our fiscal responsibility for an enterprise fund.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Arlen.
Right.
Next one, more interesting.
So then the other thing is the stormwater fund. So there, right now we have a shortage of almost $874,000. I know it sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But, you know, again, options there. I'll reduce some of our expenses. This one, I'm going with the second choice as appropriation of fund balance, or again, it could be some combination of any of these items. But at June 30th of 24, our stormwater fund balance was about $963,000. Right now, it's approximately $1.3 million. We haven't spent much out of that, as you can tell, from June 30th to the present. We also had some time where even operating expenses were extremely short because the staff assigned to that, both of them had left. So we kind of had minimal operating expenses going there. So there is money there to appropriate the fund balance to use for the capital expenditures that we were talking about.
And that's out fall replacements, basically.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he hadn't got to there yet.
We're actually doing four of them this year. I guess they're in progress. And even looking at how much of the fund balance we'll probably use this year, in addition to how much we would have to use to balance next year's budget, we should still be okay.
Right.
My estimate is it'll probably bring us down to about a fund balance of around $300,000.
After the other nine in the next fiscal year?
Yeah. Assuming that our, you know, that we have the same revenue stream and no additional unusual operating expenses. So.
Right. So just for council, so in addition to the ones we already have in the budget, we have an unknown stuff if MOTSU and NCDOT approve what we're trying to get them to approve. Now, I know Alan and Connie went and talked
to Representative Miller.
Yeah, so we think there may be some opportunities. So it's one of those balance things. I think we're fine right now, but as soon as we got permission, we would want to execute on those. And then you guys saw the petition, right, from Old Hamby Beach, which we are looking into as well. We'll talk about that tonight at the council meeting, but according to what comes out of there, there could be some smaller projects. Most of that is swales and small pipes. There's not really huge things there. The one unknown there is the pipe that NCDOT at least seems to indicate they own. We hope they own it. That goes out right there at Alabama Avenue. That's the outfall for that area, and I don't know, once we investigate that, I don't know what that turns into.
But right? that area of town does not have an in-ground.
It has some small in-ground pipes, but the majority of that is swells to the Atlantic Ocean. Everything goes to the east. Correct.
Okay.
I'm right on that, right, Jimmy? I don't think on the back streets.
Yeah, I mean, just.
I mean, when you get further down, but what we're talking about is Old Hamby Beach, which was the four cul-de-sacs right mm-hmm. there that connect to 421. Those are the ones that had the worst flooding. And that all flows out through that outfall at Alabama. So I agree with Arlen. I think long-term, there are many citizens that want us to do a bunch of stormwater projects. We're balancing those. Right now, we're focused on the outfalls in the short term, but the longer term, there's going to be more pressure for that, and I think we should look at the stormwater fees in this budget and increase them, which is what Arlen's showing. I was going to be higher than he's up there, but since he's only put those three, I would say my recommendation is the highest one.
Before we get to the fees, let me give y'all a brief update. Connie and I did meet with Representative Miller, and he was to schedule a meeting where he and his staff come here to talk about our budgetary needs for next year. Mm-hmm. We have not heard back from him on that yet. I did receive a call last week from Chancellor Lambeth and Congressman Rausser's office asking me if we had any shovel-ready projects. I did talk to him about the outfalls.
Yep, they're shovel-ready.
And, yeah. And I talked to him about some other things. But we talked about the shovel-ready project. He said, I'll take this information and go back with it. I didn't get a resounding, oh, this qualifies for it. But they did have some money, and that just came out of nowhere because I didn't.
Yeah.
And if we can work out something with the state to help us out in their budget this year, that'll be just icing on the cake.
Correct? No, exactly right.
So that's where we are. We're going to do our best to try to. If we get those meetings scheduled and you're in town, I'll invite you in.
No, please do. I'll be glad to come.
And I probably should have added to this, too, which I had shown something, I think, at the retreat back in February, where I think we were at $15 a month. Wrightsville Beach, I think, is $15. Carolina Beach was $18.
Yep.
And I forget what Wilmington had, a smaller fee or whatever, I believe. But
I think if the storm would went to Wrightsville Beach instead of Carolina Curry Beach, they would be having the same discussion we are, honestly. They got similar problems. In fact, I'll say topographically they're in worse shape than we are, but they're more like Carolina Beach downtown than we are. But they didn't get the storm, we did, right? And so,
And the rates that I'm quoting are, I'm not sure what they're doing for this upcoming year. So,
and, I mean, my recommendation is we increase it to the 25% that Arlen shows. I was going to recommend higher, but he didn't go that far. That's fine. No. I don't want to be crazy either, right? But there is. I'm expecting next Monday night's meeting to be as much fun as the last one for the stormwater meeting, and so there are multiple citizens that are expecting the town to magically fix the problem of their property, which I explained to them they can't. But we can do some things, right? Fixing the outfalls is a great step for 421 and everyone east of 4th Avenue. If we can get MOTSU and NCDOT to expand K Avenue, that would help beach walk in the villages. And then that Midtown, which we don't have an easement for, that's a different issue. But I'm hoping NCDOT will take the lead on that the next time we meet with them, which we need to push on them again because we gave them information I haven't heard from in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I've got to schedule that meeting with you and I and in division. We'll do it with our schedule.
But I answered all their questions. Every time they send us stuff, we answer their questions as fast, and then we wait for a while. So that's where we are with them right now. I'll shut up. Y'all can talk.
Well, I don't think the storms last summer, the one that hit Carolina Beach, I mean, they really got hit twice. You know, they got hit the week before or 10 days before up there where they had some water. They had some flooding up there. But
we had flooding in August, so we got hit twice, too.
There are multiple houses that got impacted
in August.
So I think those are going to be on the rise. I think we do have to, and it's what our citizens seem to be asking for, but we have to have a way to pay for it.
No, exactly right, yeah. I mean, I'll make a motion if y'all are
Anybody, any other discussion on it, folks?
Yeah, I think that my only feeling is that this is going to be a continuing issue, and that we're going to see ourselves looking at annual increases in stormwater fees. I don't think this could be a one-time event, right? And so what's most palatable to the citizens of Cherry Beach? Do we do 25 or 30% at one time, or do we really assume that we're going to be doing this every year for the next few years, and we do, let's say, somewhat lower, 20% this year, anticipating further increases in subsequent years? Just what's the most reasonable way to bring this to the citizens?
I think it's just like when you start saving for retirement. The sooner you start, the more, the better it is. And I think it is easy to explain to the citizens that we had 152 houses flooded in September, and this is the fund that pays to fix those issues as soon as we can get engineering approval. So from my perspective, like I said, I was going to recommend higher, but Arlen didn't, so I would go with what he shows as the highest increase, because that's what citizens had a chance to see out in the world. So I'll make a motion that we set it at 25% based on the needs of the citizens and the inputs of the town.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
Well, the only thing that I noticed is that, you know, we do hear our citizens make comments about, you know, what their water, you know, sewer, stormwater, you know, even if they only use minimum amount, you know, you're talking about right now they're about $42. You add that in, they're close to $58. So combine the water, the sewer, the stormwater, you know, it's a big increase for people that are on fixed income or the older people in the town. That's the only thing I'm going to point out.
Okay. All right. So
I mean, it is what it is, but...
Yeah. All right. We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor? Any other discussion? Any other comments? Thank you, Connie. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
All right. Passes 3-2.
Yeah. Interesting. Cool.
So to balance that budget, it will be a combination of the increase and then appropriation of
appropriations.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep.
So with all of that, that brings our funds into balance at this point. But there are a couple other items I think we need to go over. I guess that could actually change a couple things. So, I'll start with recycling. So our contract is up on June 30th. So what they've put out or provided to us is a three-year extension, which is what we've done in the past. So based on some of our other discussions last time about garbage collection, I talked to them about, well, what if we only did a one-year extension right at this point? So what happens is if we do a three-year, no price increase. If we do a one-year, it's going to be a 4.5% to 5% price increase. And when I say no pricing, that doesn't mean that there won't be, as you all know, that the rates are still going to go up with recycling, even with a three-year contract. So maybe they don't do it now, which they typically done effective July 1st. So maybe we have a few months or a year with no increase, but I'm sure it'll go up. You know,
so they have the right. I mean, they could go up every month on this.
Yeah, they could, depending on, it's all tied into the actual costs.
The market, it's the markets of the recyclables, right?
So I guess the question is how do we want to proceed? Jim's still in the process of reviewing the contract.
I've actually looked at it fairly closely, and I must have revised it earlier because some of the language in there is language that I use. But everything's okay except for the contract is sufficient. It might need a couple of tweaks, like mediation, for example. But other than that, the contract seems pretty sufficient. There's indemnity, there's insurance. I'm sure they'll agree to mediation. So it really comes down to the 1 to 3 year term, how you all want to approach it.
Is there a termination clause?
There is a termination, but only for cause.
Right. Which, I mean, how long have they been doing our recycle?
We've been using them for probably 10 years, at least.
More than that. I've been here that long.
At least that.
As long as I can remember.
Yeah, I mean,
it's only
we've
recycling
had significant time. Issues that I know,
no,
right?
No. Only problem we have is a fluctuating cost because of...
Yeah, because no one wants recycling.
And nobody wants recycling. And to be honest with you, the thing that bugs me the most is that they have no way of telling us how much of our recycled materials they pick up actually get recycled.
Yeah.
Because once it's contaminated, they send it to the landfill. So if they get a bunch of stuff that really contaminated, then that's just a garbage collection fee. So, but, you know, when the trucks roll in and dump it on the floor in that recycling center to go through their sorting process, our recycling becomes Wilmington recycling,
right.
Becomes Leland recycling. So it's all, you can't say, well, Curry Beach, yours is 80% recycling.
Right.
So,
But I think that's with who, if we were to change vendors too, right? So that's just an issue of the industry versus.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is.
I just have a question. If we go with a private contractor for garbage pickup, wasn't there some discussion of do we get some discount if they do garbage and recycling as well? Is there any sense that they do that, or we have a?
I think that's why I first put this idea out there of how long, what duration of a contract do we want with our current recycler. I don't know. We'd have to. If we're going to do that, we would have to bid the whole thing, and that would be...
And everyone does a recycling, so you get less... You'll end up with a problem where some people will bid garbage because more people do that, and you won't get as many people. So you have two... I think you have... And correct me if I'm wrong, Ian, but I think there's two big players that do both of those that would bid, and then some other people that bid just the garbage, and then we'd have to figure that out, right? And so I think the play is to execute on recycling, the question is, do we take the 5% or not? And then hopefully leverage that with their bid, knowing the area. I would hope they would bid us closer because they've been driving our streets, and we get a better bid from them and it pyramid together. But if we don't, that's fine too, right? So Carolina Beach uses a different company for garbage than who does our recycling, so they'll bid. We think we'll get, how many bids did you think you'll get, Ian? Once we get ready?
There's three or four major players.
So, longer term, once we get there, maybe we line up the first contract so that they all expire at the same time, and then we can do it, try it together the next time around.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's fine. I just wanted to...
It's a good question. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, right? So Arlen talked about it, and Jimmy and Ian and I looked at it as well. Go ahead.
Are you talking about soliciting garbage and recycling effective July 1?
I don't know that we're going to be that fast.
Right.
Arlen says we can't, but as soon as we can, right? So we got the contract from Arlen for recycling and start looking at that. Ian's building the request for bids package, so here's all the questions, right? So we're asking the questions, then we'll run that through you before we send it out.
Yeah, I don't see that happening by July 1. Getting a contract in place.
No, but we want to go as expeditious as we can.
If this recycling will agree to 1 year, then that would be a good fit in terms of moving forward.
Well, that's why Arlen's asking us about the 5%. That's the issue, right?
Right, and will it come into play with the potential residential garbage collection? I don't know how much of an impact it may or may not have.
So we don't know. We don't know that.
It was just a thought I had when it was like, okay, here's a 3-year contract. Are we going to sign it based on all the circumstances or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think with five bids, three of them probably not going to be recyclers, I don't know that we even try to link them.
I don't know.
And we get the best deal for the citizens.
And then after this contract runs out, right, we may be happy and we can link,
That's sort of what I'm thinking.
So
if you extend the recycling, let's say for 3 years, so then we don't get the increase, if we do bid out the trash and they win that, then wouldn't we get some sort of benefit from that?
We should be able to negotiate that, yes.
Maybe.
But they're going to have us over a barrel, and we're not going to have, if we go this route, we're not going to be the one in control.
Right.
What do you mean if we go this route?
If we go, when we go privatize it, then they're going to name their price.
Well, they're going to do that. I mean, that's what everyone does.
Yeah, I know, but it just...
But if they want...
I mean, we're trying to name our price and we can't get staffing, so, I mean...
I know. It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
But Waste Management does both for Carolina Beach, right? They do recycling and...
I have no idea.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That's all you
I
see.
I think Wall does garbage for Rysel Beach. I'm not sure about recycling for them. And I think GFL is another one that does both. I'm
yeah, GFL
sure.
does, right.
So, do we want to do the 3 year?
That's what I think.
I'd do the 3 year, and maybe when we bid it out, if they win, we'd get a price break from them. If we don't, it means they weren't that competitive anyway.
Do you want that in a motion?
I make a motion that we pursue a 3 year contract with a recycling contract for the discussions.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? There you go. 3 years.
I apologize. I had a little moment there. Which all just
3 years.
3 years.
So you're going to go with...
We're going to go with 3 years.
Yes.
Right, then I guess another item that could impact the budget is something I think that Mandy has that you would ask for before,
yeah,
which is regarding council compensation.
Is that somewhere in the packet?
It was a separate attachment.
Separate attachment.
Down there, item 5.
Okay, cool.
So, we had asked Mandy to come up with this information. Mandy, do you have anything? Is it self-explanatory, or are you want to make any comment?
So the towns that I went out to were Rice Beach, Carolina Beach, Topsail, Southern Shore, Surf City, and Oak Island. So they're all there in the chart for each position.
Do you know which ones have a town manager?
All of them.
Oh, they all do?
Yep.
I knew that Carolina and Wrightsville did. Oh, even... Wow.
Even Oak Island even does.
Oh my gosh.
So, I'm not advocating either way, but you see what
not additional pay, or it's wrapped into the fire chief,
right,
or you know, the police chief or something like that. There's not a specific separate position for it.
And it's typically an employee.
Mm-hmm. We'll eventually get there, I think. So, I mean, I think from my perspective, council's kind of sometimes a very thankless job. I don't know what your guys' perspective of it is. And so we've had times when we didn't have enough people to have competitive races put in. We've had other times where it seems like more people are interested, which I hope will happen this fall. But, you know, I think from my perspective, if you went half the year and made it for the new council, just like Congress does, That would be my preference. I don't know what the right answer is number-wise, though. I mean, it's all over the place if you look at this data. I hadn't looked at it that closely, honestly.
Well, only one provides health insurance. And that's typically what happens in larger cities, to be honest with you. I don't see that being in a small town situation. The one thing that we, that is a, if we have meetings in Wilmington, which most of our meetings are, that's more of the use of our personal vehicles. If we want to update, you know, increase the gas allowance, that may be the way to go. If y'all are interested in that, I agree with David. It's a thankless job, and a lot of times we getting people. I don't know if the compensation will ever be where it will help us.
I don't think that's why people do it, right?
Yeah, no.
But I think they should, I think there should be. My feeling is, and it's getting a little personal here, but if I look at the effort that's being put in by you, Alan, and you, David, okay? I mean, commissioners, you know, we all have our responsibilities and we're all busy and stuff like that, but I don't feel that we're undercompensated for what we do. But I think that hours that are being put in as emergency manager and as mayor should be, you know, more comparable to what we're seeing in Carolina Beach and other places. So I'd be in favor of increasing the annual compensation for mayor and mayor pro tem.
I agree with Dennis. I recommended through emails or whatever that certainly the emergency manager over the last couple of years has worked incredibly hard and long, mostly based on the amount and severity of the storms, but or we could get David a bonus for the last 2 years or something. But I do think that he has worked.
I got a cool T-shirt.
He's much harder than I have because of the emergency manager position.
You almost want to carve it out. I mean, you could adjust the mayor pro tem because David has that position, but if he reaches a point where he doesn't have the position, you'd almost want to be right. Specifically to the emergency manager gets a special compensation.
Well, personally, I think if David ever decides he doesn't want to be the emergency manager, we put that into the fire department's responsibility.
You're probably right. So It probably would work just to adjust the mayor pro tem at this point. But I do agree, if we make any adjustments, it probably makes sense to do it with the incoming council, maybe?
Yes, so pick a number, and then we can make it effective January 1st.
Make it January 1st, yeah.
Yeah, I think that splits the difference. And then that way, council, if the citizens don't like it, they can tell people to run on that, and then council can fix it. I mean, honestly, that's sort of my thought on that. Is like, okay, if the citizens don't feel that council's doing what's worthwhile, they can make that known in the next election, and then the new council can go back to where it is. And then it doesn't change the budget at all, right? I mean, I think there are some citizens that would say, oh, yeah, you guys are doing a good job, and other citizens that you're not. And then, as I point out to citizens, and you guys have heard me joke about this, but it's a true statement, you know, for the say, 2,200 people we represent, you know, okay, here's your $2 back for my year of service. Don't bother me anymore. And I mean, I don't take that lightly, but I've had at least two citizens that I've told that to and given them, I did the calculation, here's your $2.25. Don't talk to me anymore because I'm not working for you. And I'll pay you every year if you want me to. And I mean, that's pretty harsh and it's a little rude, but it is the point that, you know, there are a small majority of our citizens that believe that everything they say we should just automatically do with their neighbor's money, and they don't want to hear anything else other than that. And for those people, they're not going to like whatever you pay council, but most of our citizens understand that there's a lot of work that goes into all this stuff. It's not just magic. So, I mean, pick a number and make a proposal, and then
I'll just throw out, too, in regard to, like, council compensation, it's not something you can change once the budget's in place. So even if you were to do, like...
Why not?
It's not allowed. You would have to set it, not to be effective July 1st, but it would have to be part of this budget if you want to say, okay, effective January 1st.
That's right, yep.
But we can't amend it. Once the budget is passed, you can't amend it later to add an increase to council.
No, I was talking about decrease. We're not making it effective.
Okay.
No.
So you can't do that either?
You can do that. You just have to make it part of this budget, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, the upcoming budget.
Upcoming budget. It's not like and once we get past July 1st, you can all of a sudden say, oh, you know what, we're going to increase our pay.
Well, oh, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But what about if the new council comes on and says we're not taking the money?
They don't have to. They just couldn't ask for more.
Right, fair. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, right. I wasn't trying to increase it. I
from
just,
from a timing aspect, we said January 1. Should it be a different date to coincide with paydays and stuff? That's not, that wouldn't bother you.
I think it's probably easier rather than to look at that just to pick a calendar, you know, what the best.
Okay, I was going to ask what you felt like. So, I'd open the floor for a motion if anybody feels so inclined.
That's the issue, I don't have a problem.
I'll make a motion we increase the annual salary to be effective January 1st, 2026. Mayor to $6,000 and Mayor Pro Tem to $5,000.
Leaving the commissioners the same?
Stipend, gas and cell phone stipends remain the same.
No adjustment to commissioners? Leave those alone?
I'm not recommending that.
Okay. No.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any other further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Cool.
Opposed? All right. Any other business we need to?
I think the only other thing that I can think of is I think Connie had raised a question about water and sewer rates relating to filling up swimming pools.
Right.
But send something out. It's very, there's not a lot of information in the town ordinance. It talks about it should be metered, what you charge. And I think that what I put in my email was that from before I was here, it was the town's practice to charge both water and sewer, mm-hmm. apply both water and sewer rates for filling. So I guess it was just to get an idea of where, what we want to do, whether we want to say the same or make some type of change. I mean, it's really a council decision.
I think we got several logistics that would have to be worked out,
mm-hmm.
That would require some more conversation and discussion with Jimmy and maybe you, David, and us talk through some things before we make a recommendation to council.
No, I agree. So I thought about what Connie said. I read Arlen's note. From my perspective, is making sure that it's very clear to Arlen when it happens. And so I think logistically, it's you call, you're going to fill your pool. Public Works goes and reads your meter. You call, my pool's full. They read your meter again so that the accounting part knows how much water was just water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think then it needs to go to staff so staff can figure out, okay, how would we do that? And then what's the fee for that, right? Because you're sending someone out to read meters twice, and it needs to be in a certain amount of time, right? So I don't know how long it takes to fill a pool. I assume a day or two, probably.
One day,
right? So then, you know, okay, you call, we send a guy out to read the meter, and then we send a guy out to read the meter. We have fees for sending people out for other stuff, like if you turn your water on and off, so I think it'd be a similar fee, but it'd be a lot less than paying sewer. And I do think that it is fair not to charge people for water that doesn't go down the sewer. The one issue about this that gets us into a little bit of a problem is for all the people that are irrigating with city water that don't want to pay for an irrigation meter, we're not going to get into the, oh, I'm irrigating today, come read my meter, and then no. I'm not irrigating, right? So I just caution council about all this. When you get into this, there's all these other things that you got to think about, right? So what my recommendation is, Connie, is I agree with you. You know, you heard me last time. I didn't realize we didn't do this. But I do think staff needs to take it off and figure out, okay, how are we going to make sure we account that it's only for the pool, right? And I think Jimmy's team and Arlen can come up with a process, and then there'll be a small fee. But it would definitely be worthwhile to the homeowner because it'd be less than paying sewer for 30,000 gallons of water, I'm sure, right? So, I don't know. I know how we got here. We got here because the only people that had pools back in the day were rich people that lived out of town. That's how we got here. Now our town's not like that, right?
Right.
So lots of people live here full time and have pools. But when they were setting up all this stuff, the only people that had pools lived out of town and the hotels,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how we got to where we are, right? And so...
And I think a lot of people used to drain their pools every year. A lot of people don't do that now.
Right.
So.
No, they leave.
Right.
Leave
yeah, only when they're working on it, right?
Yeah. So yeah, you only drain it if you have a problem.
That's right. And so I think that it's something we can work out. I think my recommendation to council is with consensus, we direct staff to work mm-hmm. out a process mm-hmm. to do this fairly, and then we amend whatever Arlen and the attorney tell us to amend to fix the fee schedule. But we have to account for the labor that's going to be required from Public Works and Finance to get all this right. That's the only thing I have. I still think it's worthwhile. So,
is there any reason why?
Twice a year or something?
100 gallons of my pool today.
No. It'd be a full.
No,
yeah,
you've got to be
minimal. Yeah. I think that's the other thing, right? So I think we send it to them and let them think about it and bring it back to the May meeting. And then at that meeting, we'll have to decide if we're going to be retroactive or not, which we won't be able to because you won't be able to measure the meters, right? Because I know Beachwalk would already be telling us, okay, well, we just filled our pool 2 weeks ago. So I think we should address it, but I think we should direct it to staff.
I mean, the other thing you can do is make people read the meter themselves. I mean,
no, you can't read them now because they're electronic. You can't look down and see your meter.
Yeah, I can.
Do they still have it on?
Yeah,
okay,
you just go out and you take it.
Yeah, but I would much rather let our people read the meter to take out any problem. That's the details we need to work out.
Right.
And send a draft out to us and we get it worked out and we'll look at it and we can have those discussions.
Yeah. I'm just saying if you put the onus on the citizen, they go out with their phone, they take a picture, it's the date, they say I filled my pool, the next day they take a picture and that's the water they use.
Make them do it.
So Arlen, you and Jimmy need to consider that as well.
Connie, you can send that to Jimmy and them.
I mean, put the burden on them. I mean, and if they don't do it, then...
I didn't think about taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just take
a picture. I never have opened mine because it's electronic, so I got to go pop the thing up and look at it.
I've opened mine a lot just to see what the difference is when you use the irrigation system when you don't, you know, so I pop mine open all the time and look at it.
So, directive is y'all are going to come back with a proposal for us, okay? All right. Anything else? We haven't really talked about tax rate other than it's going to...
We were going revenue neutral. That's what we said last meeting.
I mean, but we had...
Yes, at the last meeting about what the consensus
okay.
was.
Okay. I just want to make sure that was...
Yeah.
That's why I went with that appropriation of fund balance.
Okay.
Now, the one issue with revenue neutral is... Even when it's revenue neutral, some people are going to see their tax rate go up, and some people are going to it's going to go down, right?
Because their property was valued at
that's right
different
because
rates.
Because they went up at different rates, right? And so, revenue neutral unfortunately doesn't mean that your tax bill to Curie Beach will be exactly the same as it was last year. And if you want the details, Arlen or I can go and show you by zone because I split out all that stuff. There's some winning zones and some losing zones, and if you just do it by zoning, then you could go within the properties, right?
Well, overall, our property values went up, what was it, 73 or 74%?
Yeah, 73%. Mm-hmm.
So if you're below, you'll do better. If you're above, you're going
right.
to pay more.
Right.
Because right?
And then we're all going to pay more to the county, even if they go to revenue neutral.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a long discussion with one of our property owners about that this week, actually, trying to get an easement.
Get an easement?
Different thing.
We could then grab a hold of that. All right. Finally, the last thing is our council goals. I put this out there for y'all at the first budget meeting. I haven't heard back from anybody, so I'm assuming everybody's in agreement with our council goals. Mm-hmm. As they were last year, I don't really see a need in adjusting them. We still have time to do that. If you see something you'd like to take out or add, just send it to me, and we'll add it in before we adopt the budget. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And Arlen, I guess you need to, we need to set some dates for the...
Well, I think we included...
We included the public hearing.
Right. So we included back at the retreat, I think we agreed on dates, and I think about as...
Can you just remind us what they are?
So our legislative hearing is June 9th.
Okay. So that will give the appropriate amount of time after the budget's presented to you at the May Council meeting. I think it has to be appropriate how many days, but it meets that criteria or whatever.
So the budget, you will present the budget at the May 19th meeting, and then we'll have a legislative hearing on June 9th.
Right. And then you
will. Then adoption at the June meeting. Everybody okay with that?
Yes, sir.
That's what we have to do for timing wise anyway.
Yep.
And based on everything we just, you know, decided today, I mean, there's not really a need for a third budget work session, so I think we're
okay.
There.
Cool. Okay. Any other business before us today?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Mr. Mayor, we have one more item to discuss.
What was that?
Jimmy. Matters.
I don't have that on the agenda, y'all. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just, you guys can discuss it.
No, since we're open, we should discuss it.
Oh, you mean these?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were discussing this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just in the budget.
I saw it. I didn't know what we were doing with it.
So Jimmy requested at the last meeting that we have to replace our banners because they're torn and tattered. And to get them in so that he can get them up in the season, he needs some direction. So he proposed 8 different color designs with our logo.
I think Nikki put a lot of this together, correct? With the based off of what we use for our...
The commercial logo that you guys approved a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's the Sunrise version of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the past we used our traditional logo.
We
did. The 60th anniversary logo on the previous ones. Not the official town logo.
Right. I'm cool with this one. I personally like the blue one. I don't like red flags up, even though I'm a state guy and wearing red. So Jimmy did that on purpose, I think. That's why he put him first and second.
I like 2 or 8.
2 or 8, okay.
I like 7 or 8.
There you're nice.
Y'all have fades less.
I like the white for the Curry Beach.
I got you. Huh? I like 8, so.
I like 8, too.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Number 8.
I'll second his motion.
All right. To use 8?
Yes.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. I was hoping for green or green.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Number 8.
That's an aye.
And now we have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
See y'all tomorrow.